the first funerals for some of the 50 people killed in the Christchurch shootings are expected to be held in the city today. As vigils were held last night, authorities began releasing the bodies of victims to their families, a process that's expected to take until Wednesday. Dozens of people injured in the attacks are still in hospital. Several are in a critical condition. Meanwhile, New Zealand's cabinet will meet this morning to discuss changes to that country's gun laws. Parts of Brisbane and southeast Queensland have cropped more than an entire month's rainfall in just 3 days. It's the same weather system that brought flash flooding to Sydney. Over 200 millimetres fell between Friday and Sunday evening. Further storms are expected, with far north Queensland likely to see strong winds and rain as a result of tropical cyclone Trevor. Authorities in Ethiopia say initial investigations suggest links between last week's deadly crash and one last year involving a Lion Air flight in Indonesia. The news emerged as ceremonies have been held in Ethiopia and Kenya for the 157 victims of the Ethiopian plane crash. Families have been told it could take up to 6 months to identify remains of the dead.